that person who has hope, that person who intends to wake up in the last part of the night, then he should read his witr salah in the last part of the night. This is the more preferable thing to do, so long as this person intends to wake up and he is quite sure that he will wake up, then he can delay his witr salah till the last part of the night. فَإِنَّ صَلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَةٌ. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that the last part of the night, what is the extra benefit of reading salah in the last part of the night? What we normally know is the time of tahajjud that we refer to generally as the time of tahajjud, although technically tahajjud time also starts from after the faras of Isha till Subah Sadiq. So therefore it is also a good habit for a person who is not sure that he can wake up for tahajjud or not, read at least 4 rakats of salah before he sleeps. Because when he reads his 4 rakats of salah before he sleeps, then this in itself will take the place of tahajjud salah. So without the person having to even wake up, he already got the sawab of tahajjud. Obviously the best time, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining here, the best time is the time that is the latter part of the night, not the first part of the night. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining, فَإِنَّ صَلَاةَ آخِرِ اللَّيْلِ مَشْهُودَةٌ. The salah that is read in the last part of the night, that salah is witnessed by the malaika. The malaika are also present at that time. Malaika also are present at that time. So it is an extremely mubarak time, that time, the last part of the night. Therefore, we should always try and make it in habit. And alhamdulillah, for us, it is a little bit extra easier here, because there isn't a very long wait between the tahajjud time and the time of fajr. So a person, all he needs to do is just adjust his timing a little bit. And once he gets his timing right, then for him to leave out the tahajjud salah, to leave out standing up in the last part of the night, that time when the malaika also are present, then it becomes very difficult. The person will feel as though I lost out on something very, very big. So it may be raining, it may be cold, it may be adverse condition. The person will still push himself, wake himself up, because he knows that this is the time, such a mubarak time, how can I miss it? I'd rather miss my coffee, I'd rather miss my tea, morning tea, I may miss my breakfast. There's no ways I can allow myself to miss this tahajjud of mine. This is my spiritual food, this is the thing that will carry me. The person on his own, automatically he'll wake it up, he'll wake up. Therefore, Mulam Anwir Rahmatullah would explain that there are three levels when a person is progressing. One is the first level, which is known as mashaqqat. Mashaqqat is at that level where a person has to fight with himself, wake himself up. A person wants to do something, any action. I'm just using an example of tahajjud. He'll have to fight with himself, he'll have to wake himself up. One day he'll say 5 minutes extra, one day he'll say 10 minutes extra. One day he may oversleep that tahajjud time. The first time when he's getting it, he's getting in, into the routine, into that action. So that first part will be mashaqqat, will be difficult. There'll be a constant battle between himself, his nafs. Constantly this battle will be there. So this will be the first level, but the person still perseveres. He'll fall sometimes, he'll make it sometimes, sometimes he'll get it on time, sometimes he'll just get a few minutes. But this is the first level of mashaqqat. Then Mawlana Anwir Rahmatullah Ali explains that as a person continues, he reaches a level of adat. Adat now, it becomes part of his habit. He's brought this thing into such a level in his routine that now it becomes part of his habit that this person is up early. Automatically he's up early, he's used to it, and now he starts reading the salah, he starts reading the tilawat, the zikr that he makes, because now it is from mashaqqat, from difficulty, it has become habit. And then he explains, now comes the last level. The last level is that of lazzat. Now from habit it becomes enjoyment. Sometimes we say we're not getting enjoyment in our tahajjud, we're not getting enjoyment in our tilawat, we're not getting enjoyment in our nafil salah, but we haven't passed the first two stages. How we expect to reach that stage of enjoyment? But that is the last stage that will come. After that, such enjoyment a person will get, that is from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Although he's not doing it for the enjoyment, but this is like the fringe benefit that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving this person, because he went through that mashakka, the difficulty, then he made and made it a habit part of his life. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that this person gets extreme enjoyment, such an extent that more enjoyment this person is getting from his ibadat than the people of the dunya are getting from the dunya. The people of sin are getting from sin. This person is getting much more enjoyment from his ibadat. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that this salat at this time, this last part of the night, is present with malaika. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam says, وَذَٰلِكَ أَفْضَلْ. That is more virtuous, the last portion of the night. So we should try and bring this nafil actions. We are doing the chapter on the virtues of the different actions. Tomorrow we'll start the virtues of chas namaz. Chas namaz is that salah that is read after the first half of the morning. If you take the morning, take it from sunrise till zawal. Time from sunrise till zawal, divided into two. second half is that time when Chas Namaz is read, known as Salatul Duha. That Salah is read. The first half is the Salatul Ishraq. There is a difference of opinion between the Sufiya and the Fuqaha and the Muhaddisin. The Muhaddisin and the Fuqaha say, no, that's one Salah. Between the sunrise and the sunset, it is one Salah. In other words, all is known as Salatul Duha. There is no separate Salatul Ishraq. But the Sufiya explained that, no, there are two different Salahs. One is the first part, the first half, read in the first half of the morning, and one is read in the second half of the morning. So a person reading two rakats, four rakats, is now getting the reward of Salatul Ishraq. We'll do all the different riwayat, how many rakats there is, what time it is read, what is the maximum number of rakats, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read it, all that we will do. But a person should see, one is listening to the virtues of these hadiths, listening to these virtues, one is how much we are bringing this in our life. The main thing is this transmission must be turned into transformation. Transmission of the hadith is easy to get. A person switches on the radio, a person is listening to a CD, a person on his phone, he sees some hadith. So it's very easy to get all these things. The real thing in us should be the transformation. How much has these hadith, how much of these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changed my life? As we know, today is Friday. We should try and come early for the Jumu'ah Salah. We should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Try and make it a point of reading Surah Kahf. The time between Asr and Maghrib on a Friday is a very valuable time. The person can't spend all that time from Asr to Maghrib in the masjid. At least try and come early before Maghrib and engage in dua. Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.